أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لم يكن الذين كفروا من أهل الكتاب والمشركين منفكين حتى تأتيهم البينة. As mentioned, the kuffar, the Ahl al-Kitab, Jews and Christians, and also the non-believers, fire worshippers, idol worshippers, etc. They were all saying before the coming of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we are waiting for the final messenger. And the Jews and Christians were hoping that he would be from amongst the Bani Israel, from the progeny of Yaqub alayhi salatu wa sallam. And finally, when Allah's Nabi did appear and he came from the progeny of Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam and not from Ishaq alayhi salatu wa salam, so this caused the cause of jealousy, and then they refused to believe. The signs were also very clear that he was the Nabi of Allah Ta'ala. And there were those people amongst the Jews and Christians who read in the scriptures the clear signs of the coming of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they recognized those signs and they brought Iman also. So there was nothing stopping them and from their desistance, from their refraining from accepting Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he finally came. So Allah Ta'ala says, لَمْ يَكُنِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا نَاتِي وُلُوكْ جُ مُنْكِرْ هَي. Those people who disbelieve, that is the idol worshippers, fire worshippers, etc. And also مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَالْمُشْرِكِينَ. From those people of the Kitab, the Jews and Christians, and the other non-believers, polytheists, مُنْفَكِّينَ. And nothing had caused them to desist and accept the truth. حَتَّى تَأْتِيَهُمُ الْبَيَّنَةِ يَهَاتَ تَكْ كِي پُونچِ اُن كِي پَاسْ خُلِي بَعْد. Until such time that the bayyana, the clear proof of Allah Ta'ala had come to them. What they were waiting for, that had come to them, that is Rasul Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala had sent him, and sent him with a very clear proof. And not only the clear proofs, but Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, his own life. Up to 40 years he stayed with the people of Makkah, and they saw his character in and out, and they knew how not only true, honest and upright he was, but how kind he was, how merciful he was to everyone. These signs were very clear. And then further Allah Ta'ala had revealed the Quran Sharif, and the ayats of the Quran Sharif, these were also very clear proofs. And every ayat of the Quran is a clear proof of the truth which is from Allah Ta'ala. So Allah says, we had sent all that down, then what was it that now they desist and they refrain and they don't want to accept the truth? Yeah, we also have to take a lesson from the Quran Sharif. Continuously we have to take lessons also. There are many things when we say that if this is the case, I will believe. And when it is proven to us, then yet because of our nafs, we still don't want to believe. The proofs come very clear in front of us. And this also happens regularly. So we say, I want to follow the truth. But when the truth comes in front of us, then many of us, we don't follow it. We resist and we desist from following it. So that is also a great weakness, which unfortunately is inherent in man, and an effort has to be made to take this out. That the heart and mindset becomes such that when the truth comes to us, then we accept it open-heartedly and we follow accordingly. And as we read in this Quran, in this surah, that when the Ahl al-Kitab and the Mushrikeen, they did not follow the truth when it came clearly in front of them, then what great destruction came to them in this world also, in the year after as well. So we also, when the truth comes to us and we don't accept it, then there is great cause of concern for our condition as well. And this is an ongoing process all the time. Every day there are things that come in front of us, and we want the proof, and when the proof comes, we try and find faults in the proof, and and we don't want to accept the truth. If our hearts are open and we have made effort, the tazkiyah and the purification of the heart, then when the truth comes, a person will accept it wholeheartedly. And as there were those people from the Jews and Christians who did accept the truth, and they saw great honor that came to them in this world also, and a great honor that Allah will bestow upon them in the year after. So we also, if we fight our nafs and we accept the truth, on that Allah Ta'ala will give us honor in this world also. Allah will give us honor in the year after also. So we understand the meanings of these ayat and the tafsir of it. At the same time, we have to take great lessons from the Quran Sharif and make our lives also accordingly. Wa akhiru da'wana.